I have often lamented and said, man, the Catholic Church used to be number one in media. The Catholic Church used to be number one in art. The Catholic Church used to be number one in music. And now it seems like we're trailing behind. The Protestants are beating us. The atheists are beating us. The Muslims are beating us. We've got nothing. It's like we've got the worst of all this stuff. And then when we produce something, it's very cheesy. We used to be number one because people, artists, had people supporting them. When I started out on YouTube, as many of you know, I started out in my car with my phone. And then I had a devotion to Maximilian Kolbe. Maximilian Kolbe would say things like, we want the greatest for the Immaculata. When it comes to spreading the faith, we should use the greatest technology, the greatest means ever. And we don't realize as viewers that high quality productions, it costs money. I didn't realize that. So for example, when I started making YouTube videos, I didn't realize that I would need hard drives. So I've got seven different hard drives. I put religious stickers on all of them to make sure that I don't have any spiritual warfare. But I didn't realize that I would have expenses like hard drives. And so what will happen is when people are trying to make high quality productions for the church, they'll end up having to charge to watch the video. That's why you'll go to religious stores, you'll see DVDs, and then you'll be like, wow, check this out. But the odds of you getting to be able to share that with your family and friends are very slim, because what are the odds that they're gonna go to the store and buy that DVD or pay the money to see it if it's behind a paywall? So I offer all of my religious videos for free. God willing, they'll always be for free. You'll never have to pay a dime to see my high quality production videos. But if you would like to support me as a patron to help defer some of the costs associated with making productions, some of the time involved, I have a Patreon account. And at that Patreon account, there's various levels, like all Patreon accounts have. And at those various levels, you can get things like a miraculous medal. My miraculous medal that I wear is very unique. You can buy this blue medal anywhere. But in working with youth, I have found that sometimes the medals will fall off. Sometimes their chains will break. So with my miraculous medals, I put on a split ring because it makes it more difficult for it to come off the chain. I put it on parachute cord because it's indestructible and that doesn't rust and it'll last a long time. Also, I have wrist rosaries and I have brown scapulars that are better quality. And these things I wish we could just offer for free, but they cost money like all things do. So if you're a Patreon member, you'll get the weekly, you know, gospel reading. At the various levels, I will send you one of these sacramentals based on what level you sign up at. Also, I will give you early access to any video that I post that I'll be posting at Gabi After Hours. If you haven't noticed, Gabi After Hours is where I try to post higher quality productions. So I'll post early access, maybe 24 to 48 hours earlier. And also, as I'm working on a project, you'll be able to see any progress that I'm making, and I'll post a little clip just to kind of, you know, whet your appetite. And I'm going to show you a short clip of that shortly. But again, I want to remind you, subscribe to Gabi After Hours, hit the bell notification, because a lot of times YouTube and the way they do things, you might be subscribed and not have seen that I've made like three videos and they're completely off of your radar. Also, go subscribe to my other channel, True Faith Talks, where I post talks and sometimes I'll do short fervorinos like this one that aren't going to be edited. They'll just be a little talk and discussion because some people for some reason like to hear what I have to say. God bless you. God love you. Enjoy this little video clip. When I was a child, my dad left me and my mother for another woman, which was a really traumatic experience because I felt like I was left alone without a dad. It was just very hard. When we moved, I went to a new school. I started hanging out with the wrong crowds, bad friends, which caused me to go into bad habits. With those bad habits, I broke my mom's heart. I started being mean to my family members. I started isolating myself. I felt alone. I felt abandoned by just everybody. Because I was changing in such a bad way, my mother forced me to go into church and be part of the youth group there. At youth group, my youth minister kept talking about the rosary. I found it really strange that he was always talking about the rosary, but it wasn't until I learned about all the promises and the graces that Mary brings till I actually got into it. A couple of my friends started praying the entire rosary, which is actually four rosaries a day. It was that day that I started praying four rosaries a day.
And that's when my life really started to change. I've been happier, happy with my family. I've become more nice. I can see Mary's hand in my life. I'm doing things that I've never in a million years had thought that I would be doing right now. I'm serving masses frequently. I'm going to the chapel all the time. I go to Wednesday youth nights. I'm watching Catholic movies, Catholic shows. If you're struggling with anything or have any intentions of any kind, I encourage you to pray the rosary, because the rosary is really powerful, and Mary will guide you, to heaven. Even if you even just start with the one rosary a day, you will see the change that it does and the graces that Mary brings and all the happiness and the joy in your life.